The Merchant of Venice by William Shakespeare. Act 1, Scene 3. Venice, a public place. Enter Bassanio and Shylock. Shylock speaks.
3,000 ducats. Well.
Aye, sir, for 3 months.
For 3 months? Well.
For the which, as I told you, Antonio shall be bound.
Antonio shall become bound. Well.
May you stead me? Will you pleasure me? Shall I know your answer?
3,000 ducats for 3 months, and Antonio bound.
Your answer to that?
Antonio is a good man.
Have you heard any imputation to the contrary?
Oh, no, 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 no. My meaning in saying he is a good man is to have you understand me that he is sufficient. Yet his means are in supposition. He hath an argosy bound to Tripolis, another to the Indies. I understand, moreover, upon the Rialto, he hath a third at Mexico, a fourth for England, and other ventures he hath squandered abroad. But ships are but boards, sailors but men. There be land rats and water rats, water thieves and land thieves, I mean pirates, and then there is the peril of waters, winds, and rocks. The man is, notwithstanding, sufficient.
3,000 ducats.
I think I may take his bond.
Be assured you may.
Oh, I will be assured I may. And what that I may be assured I will bethink me. May I speak with Antonio?
If it please you to dine with us.
Yes, to smell pork, to eat of the habitation which your prophet the Nazarite conjured the devil into. I will buy with you, sell with you, talk with you, walk with you, and so following. But I will not eat with you, drink with you, nor pray with you. What news on the Rialto? Who is he comes here?
Antonio enters.
This is Signor Antonio.
Shylock speaks aside.
How like a fawning publican he looks. I hate him, for he is a Christian. But more for that in low simplicity he lends out money gratis and brings down the rate of usance here with us in Venice. If I catch him once upon the hip, I will feed fat the ancient grudge I bear him. He hates our sacred nation, and he rails, even there where merchants most do congregate, on me, my bargains, and my well-won thrift, which he calls interest. Cursed be my tribe if I forgive him.
Shylock, do you hear?
I am debating of my present store, and, by the near guess of my memory, I cannot instantly raise up the gross of full 3,000 ducats. What of that? Tubal, a wealthy Hebrew of my tribe, will furnish me. But soft, how many months do you desire?
Rest you, fair good signor. Your worship was the last man in our mouths. Shylock, although I neither lend nor borrow, by taking nor by giving of excess, yet to supply the ripe wants of my friend I'll break a custom. Is he yet possessed? How much he would?
Aye. 3,000 ducats.
And for 3 months?
I had forgot. 3 months, you told me so. Well, then, your bond. And let me see but hear you. Methought you said you neither lend nor borrow upon advantage.
I do never use it.
When Jacob grazed his uncle Laban's sheep, this Jacob from our holy Abram was, as his wise mother wrought in his behalf, the third possessor.
Aye, he was the third. And what of him? Did he take interest?
No, not take interest, not, as you would say, directly interest. Mark what Jacob did when Laban and himself were compromised, that all the yearlings which were streaked and pied should fall as Jacob's hire, the ewes, being rank, in the end of autumn, turned to the rams. And when the work of generation was between these woolly breeders in the act, the skilful shepherd peeled me certain wands, and in the doing of the deed of kind he stuck them up before the fulsome ewes,
who then conceiving did in eaning time, fall parti-coloured lambs, and those were Jacob's. This was a way to thrive, and he was blessed, and thrift is blessing, if men steal it not. This was a venture, sir, that Jacob served for, a thing not in his power to bring to pass, but swayed and fashioned by the hand of heaven. Was this inserted to make interest good, or is your gold and silver ewes and rams?
I cannot tell. I make it breed as fast. But note me, signor.
Mark you this, Bassanio. The devil can cite scripture for his purpose. An evil soul producing holy witness is like a villain with a smiling cheek, a goodly apple rotten at the heart. Oh, what a goodly fortune falsehood hath!
3,000 ducats. 'Tis a good round sum. 3 months from 12. Then, let me see. The rate.
Well, Shylock, shall we be beholding to you?
Signor Antonio, many a time and oft in the Rialto you have rated me about my monies and my usances. Still have I borne it with a patient shrug, for sufferance is the badge of all our tribe. You call me misbeliever, cutthroat dog, and spit upon my Jewish gabardine, and all for use of that which is mine own. Well, then, it now appears you need my help. Go to, then. You come to me, and you say, Shylock, we would have monies. You say so. You, that did void your shroom upon my beard, and foot me as you spurn a stranger cur over your threshold. Monies is your suit. What should I say to you? Should I not say, hath the dog money? Is it possible a cur can lend 3,000 ducats? Oh, shall I bend low, and in a bondsman's key, with bated breath and whispering humbleness, say this? Fair sir, you spit on me on Wednesday last. You spurned me such a day another time. You called me dog, and for these courtesies I'll lend you thus much monies?
I must like to call thee so again, to spit on thee again, to spurn thee too. If thou wilt lend this money, lend it not as to thy friends, for when did friendship take a breed for barren metal of his friend? But lend it rather to thine enemy, who if he break, thou mayest with better face exact the penalty.
Why, look you, how you storm. I would be friends with you, and have your love. Forget the shames that you have stained me with. Supply your present wants, and take no dote of usances for my monies, and you'll not hear me. This is kind I offer.
This were kindness.
This kindness will I show. Go with me to a notary. Seal me there your single bond, and in a merry sport, if you repay me not on such a day and such a place, such sum or sums as are expressed in the condition, let the forfeit be nominated for an equal pound of your fair flesh to be cut off and taken in what part of your body pleaseth me.
Content, i' faith. I'll seal to such a bond, and say there is much kindness in the Jew.
You shall not seal to such a bond for me. I'll rather dwell on my necessity.
Why, fear not, man, I will not forfeit it. Within these 2 months, that's a month before this bond expires, I do expect return of 3 times the value of this bond.
Oh, Father Abram, what these Christians are whose own hard dealings teaches them suspect the thoughts of others. Pray you, tell me this. If he should break his day, what should I gain by the exaction of the forfeiture? A pound of man's flesh taken from a man is not so estimable, profitable, neither as flesh of muttons, beefs, or goats, I say, to by his favour I extend this friendship. If he will take it, so. If not, adieu. And for my love, I pray you, wrong me not.
Yes, Shylock, I will seal unto this bond.
Then, meet me forthwith at the notary's. Give him direction for this merry bond, and I will go and pursue the ducat straight. See to my house, left in the fearful guard of an unthrifty knave, and presently I will be with you.
Hie thee, gentle Jew.
Shylock exits.
the Hebrew will turn Christian. He grows kind. I like not fair terms on a villain's mind. Come on, in this there can be no dismay. My ships come home a month before the day.
They exit. The end of Act One, Scene Three of The Merchant of Venice. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.